Ever feel like the internet is obsessed with quitting your job to get rich quick?
Oh, totally.
Like it's a constant flood of easy money schemes, you know?
Yeah.
Well, today we're diving into that whole online income world.
Okay.
But, and here's the thing, we're comparing it to the traditional 9-to-5 grind.
Interesting.
And let me tell you, our friends over at Your Own Online Income, YOOI, as they like to be called, they actually make a surprisingly balanced case for both.
Yeah, it's interesting how they don't just jump on that whole like become an influencer bandwagon.
Right, which seems to be everyone's go-to these
It's
days. Like,
amazing.
oh, just become a TikTok star and rake in the cash.
Right.
But YOOI, they actually highlight freelancing as a major player.
Okay.
And they paint this picture, right,
Yeah.
of you with your laptop on a beach somewhere,
The dream, right.
making money from your skills, whether it's writing, design, whatever you're good at.
And the beauty of it is, platforms like Upwork and Fiverr, they connect you with clients globally.
It's crazy how the internet has basically erased geographical boundaries when it comes to work.
And YOOI emphasizes that, how it
Yeah.
levels the playing field. You're not restricted by who's hiring in your local area anymore. It's the whole world.
Like the world is your oyster, but then here's where YOOI brings in a dose of reality.
Oh, how so?
They dug into some data, and what they found is Upwork, it's better for established professionals.
Really?
Yeah, because of that competitive bidding system.
Makes sense.
But on the flip side, they say Fiverr, that's where you go to build your reputation from scratch.
Huh.
And get this, they even have Fiverr Learn, so you can level up your skills right there on the platform.
That's smart. Because, like, they're not just throwing you into the deep end.
Exactly. It's strategic, almost like they're saying, hey, we want you to succeed, so here's the best path for you.
It does make you wonder, do they get a cut if you land a gig or something?
Maybe. But speaking of strategy, let's shift gears to e-commerce for a sec.
Okay.
Because YOOI dives into drop shipping, which honestly sounds too good to be true at first.
Oh, yeah, selling products online without dealing with inventory.
Exactly. But this is where their anti-scam manual comes in handy.
Oh, interesting. Tell me more about that.
So they're not going to lie. They acknowledge drop shipping has its pitfalls.
Right.
But their manual, it breaks down how to vet suppliers, manage those customer expectations.
So it's like they're giving you the tools to navigate those potential minefields.
Pretty much. And the handholding doesn't stop there. They don't just say build a Shopify store and leave you high and dry.
Right.
They actually break it down step by step.
Like what?
Things like finding your niche market, mastering customer service, even nailing that picture-perfect Instagram aesthetic.
It's like they've created this whole roadmap for navigating the online business world.
And that's what I appreciate about YOOI. They don't shy away from highlighting the potential pitfalls.
Definitely. Because let's be real, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. There's a
Exactly.
lot of hustle involved.
Now, we can't talk about online income without mentioning those overnight success
Oh,
stories.
you mean like the YouTubers and the TikTokers?
Exactly. And YOOI, they get it. Content creation is legit.
Definitely a viable path these days.
But, and this is a big but,
Oh, God, I'm listening.
they really emphasize consistency. They make it clear that those platforms are constantly changing.
True, the algorithm can be a fickle beast.
Seriously.
Yeah.
But their point is, if you're providing valuable content consistently, the income will follow.
Content is king, right?
Exactly. And it's not just about being camera ready either.
That's a relief.
Right. And YOOI, they give this great example in the article.
Okay, shoot.
There's this guy, totally awkward on camera, but his voice, pure gold.
No way.
Yeah, he built a whole business doing voiceovers for other people's content.
See, that's so smart.
It's all about finding your niche within the niche.
It really makes you realize that what you might consider a hobby or a quirky skill could actually be monetized in this digital age.
Okay, so we've got freelancing, we've got e-commerce, content creation,
There's a lot to take in.
and we're just scratching the surface.
Really? There's more.
Oh, yeah, and that's what we'll be digging into next.
I'm intrigued.
We're about to explore how you can leverage your knowledge and expertise for online success.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's do it.
So, we've talked about turning those skills into online income, but what about packaging up your knowledge?
Yeah, like becoming an expert in something and
Exactly.
sharing it with the world.
And YOOI, they're right on it. They dive into this whole world of consulting and coaching.
Which makes sense, right? So many people are craving guidance these days.
Totally. And it's all gone virtual, which opens up.
Oh, world of possibility.
Right. You're not limited to clients in your local area anymore.
It's incredible, really. YOOI, they feature this one woman, used to be a lawyer.
Oh, wow.
Totally burned out, you know, the whole corporate grind.
I can only imagine.
So she decides to switch gears
Okay.
and she starts coaching other lawyers on work-life balance.
Interesting.
And get this, she's making six figures.
No way.
Working from home, loves what she does. It's like, talk about a dream scenario.
See, that's what I love about your ROI. They give you those real-life examples.
Because anyone can talk about the theory, but
Right. But when you see someone actually doing it.
it makes it feel so much more attainable.
Exactly. Okay, so we've covered coaching, but what about creating actual courses?
Yes, like those online masterclasses everyone's raving about.
Exactly. And UOI, they've got a whole section dedicated to this.
They do, and they highlight how online courses, they have this massive income potential.
Because you create it once and then.
It's like this beautiful thing people can enroll over and over and over again.
Passive income.
The Holy Grail, right?
Right. But, and they're upfront about this, they don't sugarcoat it.
Oh, no way.
They emphasize that it's not as simple as just throwing some slides together.
You're still running a business, essentially.
Exactly. You've got to create high-quality content, market it, provide support to your students. It's work.
It is, and that's a key takeaway from the YOY article, I think. Whether you're going all in on online income or sticking with a traditional job, it all boils down to
Hard work, dedication.
smart decisions.
Absolutely. Speaking of traditional jobs, though, I gotta admit, reading this YOY article, it really got me thinking about the whole 9-to-5 thing.
Really? How so?
Well, I mean, the online world, it sounds tempting, all that flexibility, unlimited income potential.
It's definitely appealing,
But
but
then there's something to be said for those steady paychecks, those benefits, you know?
oh, totally. That sense of security.
It's a tough call.
And you know what? YOY, they actually address that head on in the article.
Really? What do they say?
They acknowledge that for some people, job security and benefits, those are non-negotiables.
And that's totally valid.
Absolutely. It comes down to your individual risk tolerance, financial goals, all of that.
Because you might be someone who's comfortable with the whole feast or famine cycle of online income.
Right. Some people thrive on that.
But others, they need that predictable paycheck to sleep at night.
Oh, for sure. There's no right or wrong answer here.
Exactly. And what I appreciate about YOY, they're not trying to push everyone into this online income box.
Yeah, they're not saying everyone needs to be a digital nomad.
And they actually highlight how traditional jobs, they often provide a clear career ladder.
Oh, that structured progression.
Exactly. Which, let's be honest, can be a little less defined in the online world.
It's true. You kind of have to carve your own path.
Which can be exciting, but also a little daunting for some people.
Definitely. And this is where YOY's focus on self-awareness comes in.
Love that, because it's so important.
They encourage you to ask yourself, what are my strengths? What's my risk tolerance like?
Am I a self-starter, or do I thrive in a more structured environment?
Exactly. Those are key questions.
It's like they're saying, hey, we're not here to tell you what to do. We're just giving you the tools to figure out what's right for you.
Which is so refreshing because there's so much noise out there.
Seriously, everyone's trying to tell you what you should be doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But YOY, they're all about empowerment.
It's about giving you the information you need to make informed decisions.
And that's where their advice, it transcends that whole online versus traditional debate.
It's about so much more than that.
They stress the importance of planning for the long haul, whether that's investing in your skills, building a strong network.
Diversifying those income streams.
Exactly.
And speaking of diversifying, it got me thinking, could a hybrid approach be the best of both worlds?
Oh, interesting. You mean like having a foot in both camps?
Exactly. Keeping the stability of a 9-to-5, but building an online side hustle.
Okay, now we're talking.
Right. And YOY, they actually touch on this. They call it building your empire in the off hours. I love that.
So you've got that security of your day job, but then you're using those evenings and weekends to pursue your passion project.
Whether it's launching an online store, writing an ebook, whatever.
Exactly. It's like dipping your toes into the water before you go all in.
And it highlights another great point from UOI. It doesn't have to be an all-or-nothing situation.
You can blend those elements of online and traditional work to create a path that works for you.
And ultimately, that's what it's all about, right? Finding that sweet spot where you can thrive.
Professionally and personally.
Absolutely.
But before we get too deep into the feel-good stuff, I think we got to address the elephant in the room.
Oh, you mean?
Scams. It feels like every day there's a new guru popping up online promising to make you rich quick.
Oh, tell me about it.
And it's so easy to get swept up in all the hype, you know? It really is,
Yeah.
especially when you're just starting out.
But thankfully, OOI, they keep it real.
They do. They actually dedicate a good chunk of their article to scam prevention.
Oh, they do. I don't remember reading that.
Yeah, they even have a whole anti-scam manual. It's pretty comprehensive.
Wow, a whole manual. They must get into the nitty-gritty.
Oh, they do. They cover everything from researching the person or company behind an opportunity to, you know, looking for genuine testimonials, being wary of anything that sounds too good to be true.
It's like those classic scams 101 tips. But you'd be surprised how many people skip those steps.
Especially when there's that promise of easy money flashing before their eyes.
Oh, totally. Those dollar signs can be blinding.
Exactly. And yo-why, they even warn against those flashy success stories.
Yeah.
They remind you that most people who are showcasing their online empires, they didn't get there overnight.
Oh, absolutely not.
It took years, probably, of dedication, hard work, setbacks, the whole nine yards.
And I love that they actually share some of those almost gave up stories. Makes it so much more relatable.
Oh, for sure. Like that one woman, she was about to shut down her online store.
Really?
Yeah, she had lost all hope. And then she stumbled upon a Yo-OI webinar, and it completely changed her perspective.
See, those are the stories I need to hear.
Because it's not always easy, right?
Not at all.
But it's about perseverance. And I think that's what Yo-OI captures so well.
It's that balance of practical advice and those inspiring stories that keeps you going.
Absolutely. Because they're not just telling you what to do. They're showing you that it's possible.
Exactly. And they don't just abandon you after the article either.
Oh, no. They've got podcasts, blog posts.
Oh, nice.
Even those listicle articles everyone secretly loves.
Uh-huh. The top 10 side hustles type of thing.
Exactly. They've created this whole ecosystem of support around online income.
And they're tapped into the community too, right? They mentioned Wealthy Affiliate in the article.
They do, which tells me they're plugged into what's working right now, what's legit.
It's like they've created this roadmap for navigating this whole new world of work.
And whether you're looking to ditch that 9-to-5, build a side hustle, or just understand how this evolving landscape works, Yo-OI has got you covered.
They really do. And, you know, it brings us back to our listeners, right?
It does, because we've covered a lot today.
We have, from freelancing to e-commerce to building online courses.
The ins and outs of online income versus traditional jobs, the scams to watch out for.
It's been a wild ride. But I think the biggest takeaway here is that the future of work,
it's what you make it.
Exactly. Whether you're drawn to the flexibility of the online world or you find comfort in the stability of a traditional job.
The key is to be informed, be strategic, and most importantly, be true to yourself and your aspirations.
Because at the end of the day, that's what really matters.
Finding work that fulfills you, that allows you to live a life you love.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So to our listeners, as those lines between online and traditional work continue to blur, just remember, the possibilities are endless.
Go out there and forge your own path, whatever that may look like for you.